humanity's worst crime against the heavens was not pointing our antennas and radar dishes up there to eavesdrop on who or whatever might be circling about. It wasn't putting ourselves in various little devices into tin cans and shooting ourselves off of the planet where we belong. It wasn't even the trail of bits and chunks of space junk that follow us wherever we go. No. The worst thing that humanity ever sent out into space was a signal of a radio show called In You All Along, here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
first time Earth has received pictures, good pictures, of Mars taken from ground level, if ground is the word up there. An incredibly complex unmanned American mission, 11 months and 240 million miles old, has done just what it was planned to do. ABC's Jules Bergman reports from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
Stand, we have touchdown.
Mission control as Viking 1 touchdown on Mars.
Camera 1 zone. We're looking good.
And so did the very first picture from Mars, 240 million miles away. Viking 1, after its 11 months in space, still worked perfectly, showing us the rocky field where it had landed directly below the camera. Moving left, we see many more small rocks up to 6 inches in size. Incredibly, Viking 1 had performed a three-point landing, narrowly missing large boulders which could have destroyed or toppled the fragile spacecraft. Skill, declared one scientist, pure luck, said another. Now we see the landing pad exactly as planned, with a small amount of dust or sediment lying in it. Incredible quality considering the distance. The surface has some dust, but is firm, much firmer than many scientists here had believed it would be. Next, the horizon, a panoramic view of the Martian surface. Looking out a few miles, most experts feel, although no exact measurements have been made. Far in the background, a high plateau and some broken down crater rims. The high percentage of rocks may be ejecta from those craters hurled out near the spacecraft. That's the top of Viking now coming into the lower picture. A rock-strewn, dried-out stream faintly visible at the upper left. The rocks show some weathering, proving Mars has some atmosphere. High ridges in the background against the horizon. It is late in the day, or Sol, as Martian days are called. The sun is setting, shadowing the picture. The surprise, one top geologist told me, is that Mars is so much like the way we expected it to be from orbital pictures. Dr. Carl Sagan on the chances of life.
There certainly are no features, to the best of my knowledge, in these pictures which have to be due to life. Nothing, no obvious bushes, trees, or anybody else. In my view, it doesn't exclude the possibility even of larger organisms elsewhere on the planet, any more than landing at a random place on a desert and not seeing anything would give you a reliable extension to the rest of the planet.
You gave such a scene to a biologist on the desert and told him this was the Earth and asked him to guess how many forms of organisms might exist there. His numbers would easily go into the hundreds.
Tomorrow, the first color pictures from Viking 1, and the first science, temperature, winds, and atmospheric pressure, as well as content. Viking 1, an enormous triumph for the U.S. space program. This is Jules Bergman, ABC News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Pasadena.
Hello, Earth listener, or listeners of any other planets or celestial bodies. We don't discriminate here. Everybody is welcome at In You All Along, where we just heard from Julian Cope with his song Space Rock With Me from his 1996 album, Interpreter. Now, in that title, Space Rock is actually a nine-letter abbreviation. I don't know what it stands for. If you do, drop by the Facebook page and let us know. Facebook.com/InYouAllAlong, the internet home of the In You All Along radio program. Before that, we heard from Air with Kelly Watch the Stars from their epic 1998 album, Moon Safari. When I first moved to Boston, that album actually came out the month that I moved to Boston, way back there, way many, many, many years ago. And I used to listen to ZBC every day on my way to and from work, and that song was on every day. Never got tired of it. Still not tired of it. Are you tired of it? That's okay. It's already over. Before that, we heard a little mix-up I did with Harry Reasoner anchoring the ABC News. back there in 1976, July 4th, or somewhere thereabouts, when the Viking 1 lander was the first successful human mission on Mars. We say successful because the Soviets sent one that lasted for 15 seconds before it shut off on Mars. Anyway, that was played over a track called Dance of the Red Dust, which is by a couple of guys named Gottfried Stockmans and Christian Fiesel, and that's off of a compilation called Mars Perseverance from Aural Films, A-U-R-A-L, out in San Francisco. And that compilation, Mars Perseverance, came out yesterday, and it's 37 tracks, which benefit the Feeding America project, who is aiming to support Americans with food insecurity. Always a good cause. Prior to that, we heard from Chibo Motto with their song Moonchild, a Mouse on Mars remix from 1999. And we opened with Mars, the Bringer of War from Gustav Holst's The Planets Suite. And that was a version recorded by the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Vladimir Jurowski conducting back in 2010. All right, it's a long way to Mars, folks, and we got a long way to go. So stay tuned. More good stuff coming up.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us. midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. Spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. But still, they come.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star, but next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing. And Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
It seems totally incredible to me now that everyone spent that evening as though it were just like any other. From the railway station came the sound of shunting trains, ringing and rumbling, softened almost into melody by the distance. It all seemed so safe and tranquil.
Space, where they endeavored a human race. Sirius, Orions and Lloyds passed me by. Triple-eyed polymorphs blink sly. Been too good for Hades, not wanted in space. But all was the antics of an ape-man race. They shut off my mind like water in pipes. But the probe wore off, and with it their gripes. Seen Andromedian mutants and humanoid spawn, crossbreed with earthlings since Terran dawn. Not given the secret of life everlasting, they put me on a memory fasting. Yet did I live to them tiny and small, seen angels, demons, and scientists fall. My wish to remember you well, you earthling evolved on Terran shell, and sights I have seen and cannot forget, of things walking and crawling on ocean bed, of dimensional drives, teleportation, pencil beam death rays, disintegration, magnetic propulsion, thought translation, fantastic machines, artificial creation. I did not agree to tell the things that I knew of magnetic waveband behavior and how they grew. The secret of saucers I learned to unravel, pursuing my metagalactic travel, alloying a metal so shiny and strong. Magnetic waveband behavior sings a celestial song, bypassing fuel the atom for starships divine. The silvery disc secret still remained mine. Alpha Centaurians outsmarted themselves, their heads now mounting museum shelves. Man follows the leader and follows them well, be it through space or be it through hell. When men have waged the final war, ZYX will be watching from afar. The battle over, the Nova is won. It's Geo no longer, but a bright shining sun. Avalanches atomic have buried all dreams of alien masters, conquesting dreams. Far off on a world usurped by men, the mutants have fallen to earthling kin.
Oh, orbit and re-entry. Communicate with ground stations. With a little luck, the one-ton capsule will make a big splash.
Welcome back, fellow traveler of the cosmos. I hope you're resting comfortably in your capsule with your food pills and astronaut ice cream and whatnot. Only the finest for the listeners of In You All Along. Traveling along this journey to the Red Planet, where we just heard from CCCP. Speaking of things strange and wild and not of this world, that was a song called The Chinese Astronaut from their 1996 album Cosmos, which I found by flipping through hundreds of CDs at the Princeton Record Exchange in Princeton, New Jersey, and just picking out things that looked interesting. And man, that's interesting. That album can be broken down into, there's several things, several categories of song on there, but mostly they are either about the Soviet space program, or in that case the Chinese, and or various covers of British and American rock and roll classics like It's Only Rock and Roll and Cocaine and I don't know, some others, all of which are done in this combination of this weird 80s synthy sound and the ubiquitous Red Army chorus, which one of which was on like every album of somebody famous in the early 90s, late 80s. That was like, you had made it when you got some Soviet army singers on your record. And I guess by 1996 they had just kind of ended up on things like this. Anyway, before that we heard from Critters Buggin' with Space Rant, which I have off of a 1997 sampler from World Domination Records, great label, which is called Slow Death in the Metronome Factory. A lot of good stuff on there. Before that, we opened up the set with The Eve of War, the opening track from Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds, a 1978 or so epic that I recommend to anybody that likes sci-fi or prog rock or Sir Richard Burton, heir to the Shakespearean throne of British acting. I was listening to that a ton early on in the pandemic. I'd go for long walks or runs or whatever, and that's like, it's like an hour and 20 minutes long. Fun stuff from beginning to end, just like this show. Just like this show. Aren't you having fun? I thought so. Well, stay tuned, because there's a whole lot more good stuff coming up. By the way, behind me right now, of course, is the Tornadoes with the legendary Telstar from 1962, commemorating the first communication satellite ever put into Earth orbit. Anyway, all right, back to the good stuff.
We'll be right back. Do you know what they could do with $20 billion?
Yeah, I know what they could do.
Man, they could feed a whole lot of poor people.
A whole lot of people.
Man, this is a great country. But I don't go along with the idea of going upstairs.
What you mean upstairs?
Messing with that moon.
I know what you mean. Down here, us poor folks is hungry. And we ain't got no part of the action. We need help. We need help in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. We need help in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Maryland, Tennessee, Virginia, even South Carolina. Woo!
Man, why you just talking about the South? We need help up north. We need help in North Carolina. We need help in New York. We need help in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts. We even need help in the capital, Washington, D.C.
Woo, what you say?
Man, we need help in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
You is right. You sure not right.
Man, we need help in Watts.
You are right.
Man, we need help in Harlem.
You sure enough is right.
Man, we need help in Detroit.
Talk about it. Keep on talking. Don't stop now.
Man, we need help all over.
You
man.
Say what you say.
And they're spending all that money going around, going up to the moon.
And everybody's starving.
We'll be right back. 3 months ago, there weren't enough masks. We were desperately sourcing from all over the world. People were making face coverings from scarves and bits of fabric. Now there are plenty of masks, but some people don't want to wear them. Come on, mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, we made it, you and me, in our imaginations, through the imaginary medium of radio. We made it all the way to Mars, you and I. We most recently imagined along the way Devo's wonderful 1978 song Space Junk from the album Question, Are We Not Men? Answer, we are Devo. Before that, we heard from Mitch Murder from all the way over there in Sweden with his 2012 track called Phobos Gun Run. Very 80s synthy kind of theme there from his Mars EP. Before that, we heard from Reverend Jamel and Bob Johnson with their 1971 track, their single, Walking on the Moon. Men are starving. As true now, maybe more, who knows, than it was then. Except we're not walking on the moon, but you get the idea. We opened up that set with Harry Nilsson with Spaceman off of 1972's excellent Son of Schmilsson. I've noticed recently that they've been including that song as the title track to Steve Carell's Space Force show there on Netflix. Always nice to hear Harry creeping back in. That's going to do it here for this week of In You All Along. Thanks so much for tuning in here to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed, pre-recorded canned radio coming up next.
Suddenly red when your television